podcast. We're in a series of talking through what is a disciple. Today we begin part three, the cost of discipleship. So far, we've learned that Jesus was a lifelong learner and that a disciple follows the example Jesus set before us. We learn as much as we can about Jesus and his example so that we are tools to multiply his kingdom. Today, we will explore the cost of discipleship, what it will cost us to be a disciple of Jesus. There's always a high cost of living. The key is in which price you pay and what the real rewards are. So let's look in Luke 9, 57 through 62 and see what being a disciple of Jesus might cost us. As they were walking along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." In these verses, Jesus and his disciples were walking along the road on their way to Jerusalem. And they had just passed through a Samaritan village where Jesus had been rejected. As they walked, one of the disciples with him said, "I will follow you wherever you go." Then Jesus gently warned the disciple that Jesus did not have a place to live, nowhere to lay his head. He was warning the disciple here that if you go wherever I go, it's not always going to be comfortable. You are not always going to rest. It's not going to be easy. Jesus never promised us that following him would be easy. Then another man that was walking with Jesus said, "Let me bury my father, then I will go with you." During that time in history and in the culture, it was an important duty to honor one's parent with burial. The problem here lies in that this time in Judaism, a burial often involved a year-long period from the time when the body was buried until a year later when the bones of the deceased were placed in a box. Though this was a basic family obligation, Jesus is teaching here the priority of the kingdom over family. So when Jesus calls us to be his disciples, nothing else should come before him and his desire for us to build his kingdom. I want to issue a gentle warning here because I have experienced this. I've lived this. I've been guilty of putting my kids and my family before the work of the Lord. We played sports instead of being in church. We went to the lake or to the river on Sundays instead of being in church. I have chosen at times to sleep in instead of getting up early to start my day in the quiet of God's presence with his word in my lap, enjoying the teaching from his pages. Please, please, please don't do this. It isn't spiritually healthy for you or your family. When Jesus calls us to be his disciples, the immediate answer should always be yes. When we say yes to Jesus, all the other things in our lives, our families, our routines, our finances, everything will go according to his will when we put him first. Don't make the mistake of answering Jesus with "wait," or "I will when I get my life together," or "Jesus, I'll do that after my kids are grown," or "I'll do that when my work schedule allows me the time to follow you." No, please take it from somebody that's lived that way. When we have these answers, we are making our jobs, our family, our kids, our time, we're allowing all of those things to be our God. Remember, I'm speaking from experience, and I know how that lifestyle can end up in devastation. We must put Jesus first and foremost in our lives to be a pleasing disciple for Him. Yes, it costs to follow Him, but the rewards are immeasurable. May God bless you, church family. Go be disciples this week, no matter the cost. And come back next week and join me as we talk about the diligence and discipline it takes to be a disciple. Have a great week.